It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Well, it is that time. Every Friday at 11 o'clock, we like to check in with our friend Belton Johnson, who is, of course, rider great, a Grey Cup champ, and every week brings us a new recipe to try out over the weekend. It's Eaton Time, Belton Johnson. Belton, thanks so much for being here today.
Hey, glad to be here. How's it going, Evan?
Well, boy, I'll tell you, if you're a football fan, which I know, I have an indication that you are, it is the time of season people are pumped up. We've got, of course, both the Rams and the Huskies are in action tonight. Tomorrow, the Hilltops and the Thunder play. And NFL season kicked off last night. You're in your glory right now, Belton.
Oh, Evan, I'm so in my glory right now. You know, I do feel sorry for my wife right now. She'll be probably having to carry the load a little bit because I am going to the game tonight. The Rams Husky is here. I can't wait. Got college football and, like you said, NFL, CFL. Give me more, Evan.
Well, let's talk about that NFL game. Of course, I was listening to the Green Zone the other day. I think pretty much a prediction that it was going to be an all-out Eagles win. They won last night. They beat the Cowboys, but I wouldn't call it a decisive win, would you?
No, it wasn't a decisive win by no means. The Cowboys, they were one score away kind of there and everything. And I was actually impressed with the Cowboys more so than the Eagles, even though the Cowboys had lost there.
It's, of course, early, the NFL season just kicking off, but it's always fun to see where people are pointing at for their Super Bowl picks. Have you got your eye on anyone?
Well, you know, far as the AFC goes, I think I got the Bengals. Just Joe Burrow, that offense. I think they're really going to score some points this year. And far as the NFC goes, I still say the Eagles, right? The Eagles, they look, you know, week one, there's going to be some bumps and bruises, but Jalen Hurts, he looked pretty darn good last night to me.
What about Detroit? You know, a lot of people think maybe Detroit are just waiting for their year to break through. Are they competitive, and can they compete against the Eagles, obviously, in the division?
I do think they can compete there and everything. The one thing that I'm worried about, and we'll find out Sunday, is just keep in mind they lost their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, who's now the head coach for the Chicago Bears. So there may be a little tweaking their offense, but I'm just waiting to Sunday to see how they play. And I believe they play the Packers, if I remember right here.
On Sunday, some good football this weekend. There's no doubt about that. Locally, NFL, and hey, CFL, let's talk about this. First of all, let's reflect back on the Labor Day Classic. I listened to you on the Green Zone post-game show. There were some highs and lows in that game. Just give us your general thoughts, Belton.
Well, the general thoughts, and keep in mind, the Riders, they were up 31-17. So, I'm thinking that they're going to blow the brakes off the Bombers there. But, you know, a few miscues, I believe, what Mario offered. He had the fumble there. And Jackson Ford with the pass interference that kind of kept the Bombers in the game there. But I got to give a big shout-out to that the Riders' defensive front four there, right? Mm-hmm. The sacks, the pressure and everything. Tavon Campbell, the interception that sealed it, the pick two, we'll call it that.
The pick two. And had my brother and I texting because, of course, we were actually harvesting this weekend. And so we were both going back and forth because right away we were thinking pick six. But no, it's only two. But still, I mean, it ended up being the momentum changer that we needed, right?
It was, and that ultimately sealed the game for the Riders. And, you know, got a big one coming up this weekend here.
Yeah. So if you were in charge, if you're the coach, based on last week's game, what would you be tweaking in anticipation of tomorrow's Banjo Bowl?
Well, the one thing I think I would tweak is probably, just the passing game. You know, Trevor Harris, I think he wished he had a couple throws back last week. Just with the way the Bombers were rolling the coverages and everything, right? So I think that would be tweaked, and I think I got to tweak the kicker. Evan, I know it's a sore subject and everything, or a tired subject, but, you know, I still think I would have to bring in somebody for Brett Lowther there. Just, you know, the kicking game is going to be needed at some point here.
And the coach needs confidence. They need, yes. I mean, I heard you guys talking about this on the Green Zone, but there was clearly a lack of confidence in the kicking game, which is why they made some of the choices, including the pooch kick that we saw from the quarterback. So do you think we'll see Campbell Fair? I don't think they've made an announcement yet, have they?
I haven't heard of an announcement or anything, but, you know, and, you know, this is the armchair quarter or coach talking here, but I would have probably made that switch, you know, a couple weeks ago,
right,
with the kicker there.
Yeah. Okay. Before we get into the recipe today, of course, it's green and white prognostications coming up at noon. I'm saying Ryder win 27-22. What have you got, Belton?
Well, what I have for you, Evan, here, I had the Riders winning 34-20. The Riders, they had a better D-line, they had a better O-line, and as you know, the game is won and lost in the trenches there, Evan.
Mm-hmm. Well, that score, I mean, actually, as you mentioned, the Riders were up at one time, what was it, 31-17. Yeah.
Yep.
So your score actually not far off where they were in the fourth quarter at one time anyway on the Labor Day game. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. Okay. It's eating time at Dijon Herb Smoked Prime Rib Roast. Sounds delicious. Get us into this one, Belton.
All right, Evan. So with this recipe here, the Dijon Herb Smoked Prime Rib Roast, what we want to do is just get a bowl out. We're going to make the Dijon Herb rub. We're going to combine some parsley, oregano, thyme, rosemary, garlic, Dijon mustard, olive oil, salt, pepper, and paprika. We're going to get that all combined up and just put it to the side there. And once we got it all done, we're going to get the prime rib set and ready. And again, with my prime ribs, I like to have them at room temperature and everything, right? And so once it's at room temperature, we got that Dijon herb rub. We're going to cover every...
I would guess nook and cranny.
There you go, Evan. We're going to cover it all.
Cover
with
it all.
That Dijon. But don't miss a spot. So, and once we have that covered with the Dijon herb rub, we're going to get the smoker cranked up to 225 degrees. And I'm not sure how you like your prime rib cooked and everything, but I like mine at, what, medium rare?
Yep, I would go with that too, yep.
Yeah. So we're going to smoke it until it hits an internal temperature of about 130 to 135 degrees. And what we have to do, Evan, we want to pull the prime rib off when it's about 5 to 7 degrees below that finished temperature of 130, 135. Do you follow me?
I do, yeah.
All right. So once we pour that off, we're going to wrap it in with foil paper. We're going to let it rest for about 20 to 30 minutes. And the reason we let it rest, Evan, is just so those juices and everything that can reabsorb into the meat. So we get a nice, juicy piece of prime rib.
Do you take the temperature? Do you monitor it while it's resting?
I do. So I do have a couple, probes and everything, temperature probes that I said, and I've gotten so advanced now, Evan, that, you know, it's actually built into one of my phone apps, and so I could I can definitely keep track of it while I'm watching football, because when I'm cooking and watching football, it's a fine line, Evan.
You got to work smarter, not harder, Belton. I agree.
There you go. But we're going to let it rest there for about 20 to 30 minutes. And again, it'll continue to cook until it hits that perfect medium rare finish. And you know what, Evan? We're going to serve it up with some greens, some cornbread there and everything. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Evan?
What, Belton?
It's eating time.
Nice. It's eating time. Dijon Herb Smoked Prime Rib Roast. Delicious recipe. Thank you for sharing, and you'll throw it up on some social media for us so we can copy it down?
Absolutely, I will, Evan.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Look forward to listening to you tomorrow, of course, on the pregame, postgame show with the Green Zone for the big game tomorrow. Go Riders.
Go Riders. Have a good one, Evan.
All right. Thanks so much, Belton Johnson. It's Eaton time. Thanks to our friends at Saskatchewan Cattle Association. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.